Ribbon cutting celebrates the Epic Times SoCal office's grand opening. Irvine, California local officials attended a ribbon cutting for the Epic Times's Orange County new office September 19. The 27,000-square-foot office located in the Marketplace Center represents a significant enhancement for the newspaper since the local branch's inception in 2019. General Manager Siamak Karami expressed gratitude for the addition's growth and conveyed the news team's enthusiasm to persist as the community's voice. The location is also now home to the production of Epic TV's California Insider, which has over 300,000 subscribers and millions of views on YouTube and other platforms since the show hosted by Mr. Karami first aired in 2019. "We're really happy to see this much support from the community," Mr. Karami told NTD Television, a sister outlet to the Epic Times whose Southern California office is located in Los Angeles County, at the ceremony. "Because they can see who we are, they can see that we care about them, we value their community. They can see it from our coverage." Mr. Karami said that the company's most cherished value is traditional journalism, which aims to truthfully and impartially represent the people. He said he believes a voice like the Epic Times can unite during challenging times. "Our paper can bring people together. This is a paper that's for everybody. It doesn't matter your opinion. It doesn't matter your background and your thinking. You can participate and be part of our paper. You can bring your ideas to us, and we will report it fairly so you can connect with other Californians," he said. Additionally, he said newspapers like the Epic Times play a crucial role in providing feedback to policymakers and bridging the gap between them and the communities they serve. Local officials in attendance at the event included Irvine Vice Mayor Tammy Kim, State Assemblywoman Diane Dixon, State Assemblywoman Lori Davies, Laguna Niguel Mayor Kelly Jennings, and Orange County Board of Education President Mari Bark. "It's really great not only for the city of Irvine to have one of the nation's largest publications be right here, but it's also important for our democracy," Ms. Kim said in an interview with NTD Television. "When we talk about news, we talk about transparency, we talk about having a public open press. I love that, we can sort of be the central hub for all of that." Ms. Kim also commended the newspaper for covering people's opinions and issues. "The Epic Times is providing that critical perspective that our constituents need to become better engaged citizens," she said. Another official in the education sector also complimented the publication's coverage of local issues. "It's such a breath of fresh air to read a newspaper that tells the truth and cares about California and America," Ms. Bark, who was also interviewed by Epic TV for its recent documentary Leaving California, told NTD Television. During the event, the office received 7 certificates of recognition from local elected officials, including Ms. Dixon, Ms. Davies, Irvine Mayor Farah Khan, Ms. Kim, Ms. Bark, President and CEO of the Greater Irvine Chamber of Commerce Brian Starr, and Orange County Board of Supervisors Chair Donald Wagner. In his recognition, Mr. Wagner wrote that the Epic Times will restore the best practices and highest principles of journalism. James Doty, President Emeritus and Professor of Economics at Chapman University, said at the ceremony that the Epic Times is a place where woke comes to be critiqued and debated in a civil, forward, and open manner. Despite California's transformation into what Mr. Doty referred to as an almost one-party state in recent years, the newspaper has effectively served its readers by delivering vital information on subjects that impact the well-being of the state's every resident, he said. "Thankfully, we have a media presence here that the vehicle and the information that's getting out there that addresses the issues and presents some of those issues that hopefully will have increasingly greater and greater impact on how people look at problems and issues," Mr. Doty said. Birth of the Epic Times. The publication's story dates to 2000, a year after the Chinese Communist Party launched a nationwide persecution against the spiritual discipline Falun Gong, which includes meditative exercises and moral teachings centered on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. By 1999, the practice had attracted an estimated 70 million to 100 million adherents in mainland China, and its popularity was perceived by the CCP as a threat to its authoritarian control, according to the New York-based nonprofit Falun Dafa Information Center. John Tong, the founder of the Epoch Times, learned about the brutal events taking place in mainland China, including hundreds of thousands enduring persecution for their beliefs while, he has said, Western media amplified CCP propaganda. He decided to start a newspaper in an Atlanta, Georgia, basement which is now read in over 30 countries to cover CCP's human rights abuses. He started this paper to give a voice to those people that didn't have anybody talking for them, Mr. Karami said at the ceremony. But throughout the years we grew to the fourth largest paper in the country. We cherish the value that this country has. We are here to promote those values, we are here to bring people together, and we are here to make this a better place.